Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the American Awakening. Thank you for staying with us tonight. We're joined by Chris in Las Vegas. We're joined by Gary in Michigan. I found my Cicero quote. Here we go. Cicero said in the year 44 AD, he said, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known, and he wears and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face in their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear." And as I read that, all I can see is the enemy at the gates, which would be the typical, you know, your Democrats, your socialists, your communists, you know, anybody who works for the government pretty much, member of the street Nazis or the witch's court in any way, falls into that category. They carry their banner openly. At least you know who they are. They openly say, yeah. But the traitor, the Republican, the one that works for the Republican Corporation, the Pence, the Tillerson, I got to say, I can't say anything good about Trump as long as these people like the Hammonds and the Bundys and Tom LaCavara are all sitting in prison. We got the worst patriot persecution. We're going to talk about that this hour as well. I've ever seen in my life. And it's far worse now than it's ever been before. And I don't know what business the president has, this CEO, Donald Trump, of this corporation called the United States. I don't know what business he has pretending to be president and running around the world, pretending he's going to do, while the Patriots home are getting rounded up. Looks like just another diversion to me. He could make this go away very easily if he was determined to do it. He's obviously not interested in helping any patriots or any patriotic causes. There's just an absolute deafening silence. I would take that back. There's not a deafening silence. Jeff Sessions took sides. I commend the prosecution for the way they're leading this case. Great, locking guys up who have committed no act of crime whatsoever with no bail, when both state and federal constitutions both say you got to give somebody bail, even if they, unless they're accused of murder. Bail has to be provided in some form. They're holding people with no bail who weren't accused of hurting anybody. That's strictly on their political beliefs. That's scary. That cannot be going on. And to simultaneously have anybody say that our republic's being restored or things are getting better, you know, domestically. I mean, please, it's just an absurd lie. This is really why I think we would have been better off with Hillary, because people would have been would be noticing, would be seeing what's going on. It wouldn't be delusional.
I'm going to have to take exception with that one. But I'm not sure we're much better off
I'm being a little extreme. Obviously, I wouldn't want that to be happening. They both suck. And I'm just saying it again, with Hillary, we'd be going down the toilet at warp 9. And right now with Trump, and this, we're going down the toilet at warp 7. It's just a little slower. The classic example. I'll repeat the one. I think I've said this before. I'll never forget the interview with Sheriff Moss. He was the lieutenant governor candidate running against Cuomo. He was on the Republican Corporation ticket, and he said this: "We have 750,000 regulations on small business in New York. We need to just enforce the ones we have and not pass any more." Oh, really? Did you get that? So the Republicans come in, they hold the line, hold those 750,000. 99% of them could go away, and their business would be even better for all these small businesses. It's killing businesses. Look at the little towns in upstate New York. They're all boarded up, shut down. It's awful. Unemployment's maxed out. Social services are so high, the taxes are high. I mean, the poorest counties in the state have the highest tax, highest taxes. So what does that tell you? So it's just the design destruction. And And this is the nature of the of what happens when we go to sleep at the wheel. So anyway, take it back one county at a time. Exercise your right for jury nullification. Pass that flyer out. That's a really good solution. We complain a lot. We talk about the problems. Solution, get the jury nullification concept through to everybody in your community. It could be you up in the witch's court there, and you need that one person on the jury to hang the jury and say not guilty. I don't care. The statute sucks. It's not guilty. And they don't even have to say that as a juror. There's no excuse. You don't have to give any reason. You just send somebody home not guilty. If there's no victim to their actions, there's no crime. No victim, no crime. That's common law. Any comments on that? Go ahead.
I was actually at the stand-up for the Bundys and Pinnacums get-together this last weekend. And really a great and auspicious occasion, about 200 to 250 people that were there. And they had some wonderful examples of what I would think that you would want on your website of the no victim, no crime, the grand jury, the juror association shirts, citing the case law that says the jury is supposed to judge both the law and the fact, and several other poignant citations and that are set forth very clearly. And I picked up a couple of those. They had Roger Stone there, Sean Stone. Sean Stone, and I think it's the son of Oliver Stone,
right?
Who did the JFK movie and a couple other things. He was on the Hawk movie show with Tyrell Ventura, Jesse Ventura's son, on the Russia Today network for quite a while. I don't know if they're still running or not. I lost TV for quite a while. But there were some other people. Adam Kokesh was there. He gave a very good speech. Of course, Pinnacum, the widow, Roy Pinnacum.
Yep.
And I brought up I was listening to her speech, and she was a very eloquent speaker, and she inspired me to a legal or lawful epiphany, if you will. And it occurred to me while she was speaking that she was lamenting the aspects and the dangers of the Administrative Procedures Act. That's 5551 at SEC, or 552, the Administrative Procedures Act, the headless fourth branch, not of government, but outside of government, and the administration or management. And that was the wet dream of Colonel Edwin Mandel House in his book. His book was called Philip Drew, Administrator. And he was the black hand behind Woodrow Wilson and also behind FDR. And, of course, FDR became very disenchanted because the administrative state was taking over his administration.
Right.
And she was fighting against the expenses of having to fight against this administrative world. And when she was speaking, I got the inspired thought, and this is not something that I've dealt with some similar concepts, but just to hear her speak, it spiritually guided me to come to this concept to bring it forth to her, that she can get out of the administrative world because she had an unlawful taking of her husband's life without just compensation, which vaults her directly to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals for a trial de novo.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Taking that, the administrative, how do I put this? There are some very dangerous, not only the words aren't dangerous, there are some very benign, very harmless-sounding words that have very dangerous implications. And one of them, and I was thinking about four or five others, and I'd like to bring them up for a minute. And these are the insidious, very scary. They sound real fuzzy and warm, but when you hear these words like the administrators, that's a very dangerous word. That's when somebody's telling you what to do with your life. That's slavery. That's totalitarianism. And they cloud it up with these nice words called administrators, and it sounds good. Well, I'm just an administrator. There's no just. That person's a totalitarian. They're telling somebody else what to do. That's not appropriate. We need to have. Once again, it's like our government. We used to have diplomats, diplomacy. Now everything's gone from diplomacy, negotiation, to foreign policy, which means they make up stuff and then hand the playbook to the next administration, whether it's Bush, Obama, or Trump, or Clinton, doesn't really matter. They're all executing out of the same playbook, and they run forward with it because they're all CEOs, as Chris brought up before. Let me mention a few other words that are very dangerous, that sound very harmless. One is, when you hear the word smart, anything, flee from that. Smart meter, smart grid, smartphone, smart, you've heard the word, they're using it everywhere. Smart plan, smart this, smart that. When you hear smart, that's the globalists. That's, they're coming right directly out of the globalist playbook. Be very suspicious.
I've got an acronym for smart for you.
Huh?
I've got an acronym for smart for you. It's a specialized, okay, militarized, advanced receiver transmitter.
Well, that's not far off base. That's about what it is. Let me throw a few others out there. When you hear the word safe, safe anything, flee from that. That's the go. Safe cities, safe streets, safe schools. That is an extremely dangerous word. Flee from that. All I heard coming out of the Trump administration in the early days and all along is, we're going to keep you safe. We have to take action to keep people safe. I heard him say in one of his speeches, we need to act to keep people safe in this age of international extremism. Whoa, wait a minute. First of all, the government's not supposed to act on anything. Stay out of our lives. Do nothing. Repeal everything. Stop acting. We don't need the government acting. We definitely don't need them keeping us safe. And in this world of international extremism, that's a scary word. He's trying to equate the idea of terrorism by not saying it, but the implication is there that extremism. Well, extremism, wasn't it Goldwater that said extremism in defense of liberty is no vice? Depends on what you're extreme about. I don't like those labels that are coming out of his mouth. Very dangerous. Another word, when you hear the word together, anytime it's a together initiative, that's very dangerous. They want you to suck in and do a public-private partnership. They database you right. Stay away from that stuff. Oh, what were the other ones? We got smart, we got safe, we got together. And before I get to my last one, the fifth one, I wanted to see, I didn't write them down, I'm doing this off the top of my head. Chris, you got any other ones you could throw in? Safe, smart,
well, I
together.
Do have some amplification. I got the application on the administrative procedures.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that what we see in the administrative procedures, you have all powers of the court centralized in one person. That's the very definition of tyranny, according to Thomas Jefferson. When the judge acts as the prosecutor, the determiner of facts, law, evidence, who can testify, what evidence can be brought in, what can't be brought in, what witnesses can be there or what can't be there, what law or facts operates, and they can interpret their own laws. And this is the dangers of the Administrative Procedures Act, because it's a totalitarian dictatorship. It's actually a star chamber or an inquisitorial-type court. And it's no court at all. It's really just a judge as a demigod ruling over what you can or can't have. And that's the dangers of the Administrative Procedures Act. I can tell you some more about that. In fact, I got a really interesting letter today that I could tell you about that has to do with that Administrative Procedures Act, and quite an experience I had some years ago that's coming back up and trying to resurrect itself, because they've changed the horses in the midstream and they forgot about what happened last time. And, of course, Einstein's definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And those who refuse to remember the past are doomed to repeat it. And this speaks very clearly to that essence.
Yeah. I remember the fourth was strong. Whenever you hear strong partnerships, strong this, strong cities, strong families.
Strong cities,
They have, those are the, and I see those words popping, recurring words, strong, safe, smart, together. And the fifth one, this is going to lead me into I'm going to save it until after Gary says a prayer, because once again, we're going into a dark area here. We're going down the rabbit hole of corporate infiltrators into this new supposedly patriotic government, and it's very dangerous because it's operating under deceit. We're being deceived right now into thinking that there's patriots in government, and the real patriots, like the Bundys, like Tom LaCavara, like the Hammonds, who already did their prison time in their back end, and Donald Trump can't write a clemency order to have them released. What's going on? Real patriots are being locked up and abused right now. Gary, are you still with us, my sir? And if you could you give us a prayer as we go into this next hour and these final segments here?
I'm trying to unmute. There, I'm unmuted. Am I not? Okay. Hello?
Yeah, you're on, Gary. Give us a prayer and, okay, you know, you. A prayer of, 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 of a, let you decide where to take it, but it doesn't have to be short. Take as much time as you need. Prayer of protection against these corporate infiltrators that are nothing more than traitors. Go ahead, Gary, in Michigan. Thanks
just before
for
we go into that, I'd like to say these are the things that we can do for ourselves before our Heavenly Father that would reunite us, bring us back into safety. I would highly recommend the Leviticus chapter 25 of the Old Testament, and just one verse or two, real quick, like to show you what my meaning is here. He says, he says in verse 16, or 17, ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but that shall fear thy father, for I am Yadivahi, your father. Wherefore ye shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land safely. And the land shall yield her fruit, and ye shall eat your fill and dwell therein safety. And that is that chapter 25 is a very unique chapter. It's the restitution when the Israelites went in back from captivity out of Egypt, and what they were to do when Moses took them into the promised land. The sabbatical law, the golden jubilee. What a wonderful chapter that would be if we just would continue that in America, just as Christians in America, our fellow Israelites would understand this, and this would be a wonderful opportunity to bring the land back and dwell in it safely again. Some of this we have brought upon our own selves, and that is because myself, I got four fingers pointing back to me when I point my single finger out, and that I am as responsible, and I was as big a jackass that you've ever met in your life until I finally found out what the light was and the truth. But anyhow, as we go into prayer, we thank our Father that we do have a country that is possibility to bring forth the truth in the land yet, and that our people who are called by your name, our fellow Israelites, not the ones who call themselves Gentiles, or the enemy calls us Gentiles or Goyim, or calls us cattle of the field. These are not deserving words to the house of Israel, the men and women who are the sons and daughters of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. We, Father, tend to have a misunderstanding that has come from the pulpits of America in the last couple hundred years that also have incorporated themselves to be part of the Luciferian society, in my opinion. But Father, we'd ask that our people would come out of Babylon, come out of Egypt, read some of the scriptures in the Old Testament, study them, and find the direction that we have through our Father, the Creator. There's nothing better than that. He is the one who gives us our salvation. He is the one that's going to redeem us. He is the one that's going to, in the book of Revelation, he's going to remarry Israel. He's the one who's going to bring the house full of Israelites to knowledge. Until that time that we secure this, there will not be one person on the face of this earth who is not a pure-blood Israelite. We ask, Father, in the name of your name, Yodhi Vahi, we ask this all to be done in grace and truth. God be blessed.
Amen. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. That was wonderful. I like the one about when you point one finger out, there's four fingers pointing back at you. So it's always time to look inward before you look outward. Stay with us on The American Awakening. You are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word. Bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. Thank you for joining us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to The American Awakening. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. I'm sitting in for Mike Herzog. I want to thank Gary for a wonderful prayer. That was awesome. We really appreciate it. We're on this broadcast. We have Chris in Las Vegas as well. Chris is back with us. You cannot keep a good man down. Chris is out, and he's a free man because of many people who called in on his behalf. We appreciate all the public pressure that was brought to bear to affect Chris's release, and now Chris can at least work on his case, you know, out of his house and deal with the witches' court at least on somewhat of a level playing field. Unlike the Bundys, who are locked up, often in solitary confinement, Tom LaCavara as well, who used to fill this slot, Resurrect the Republic, you know, they're kept in conditions where it's impossible to fight their own case pro se. They get sold out by their attorneys, and what are you left with? Take a plea bargain or what? To roll the dice and possibly have an idiot jury? A lot of juries don't do the right thing. Juries not always the miracle fix to everything. It's the best we got. And if you get concepts through to people, like the state cannot be a victim, if we're under common law, we're not supposed to be under admiralty and maritime UCC law. That's what happens when we allowed our government to incorporate. Everything's commercial contract law now. New York State troopers at the academy are all being taught contract law. Everything's contract law, UCC law. All crimes are commercial according to the federal code, even the violent ones. All cases are bonded. Go on the internet, look up bonded cases. The General Services Administration facilitates the forms that bond all the court cases, and they're sold as fiduciary instruments, real estate investment trusts, and mortgage-backed securities. And they slip them right in on the international market into mutual funds. And entities all over the world are buying bonded court cases, literally buying our flesh of our people, who are getting locked up for minor statutory offenses. Look up, I've got my bond list here somewhere, but in one part place it says that prisoners, a bond is indemnified when prisoners sign papers at their time of sentencing. They're bonding everything, every motion and every action that takes place in the court within a case is bonded, and they're to everything they can get, any piece of paper that they can get with a signature on it and a Social Security number. They call it a CUSIP number or an auto TRIS number. It's your Social Security number without the dashes, and they use it as the identity, the certificate number for the bond. And they sell these bonds on the open world market. And when you go to Correction Corporation of America, which is now called Core Civic, by the way, I just gave away my last and fifth and final word. The word is core. Anytime you use the word core, you're in trouble. Yeah, I'm going to get into that in a second. But it's very interesting that the Correction Corporation of America, it will take me all night to read this list. Do we have a caller? Let's go to our caller before I get to my final word and expose the word core. When you hear the word smart, safe, strong, together, or core, you're in trouble. Please prevent anything to do with that. And in a minute, we're going to talk about NeuroCore, which basically wants your mind. And who the head of NeuroCore is, anybody can take a guess? I'll give an on-air kudos to anybody who can guess who the head of NeuroCore
Mark Zuckerberg
is.
Or Bill Gates?
No. No, you're in the right type of league, you know, type of category as far as, we'll get to it in a second. Let's let our caller have the last couple of minutes here before the bottom of the hour break. Is it Ed in Illinois?
Yes.
How are you, my friend?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir, I can. Yep.
Yeah, I kind of get run down with the religious cult stuff. What are we fighting for? I think it was Medley Butler in his book. He said there's only two reasons to fight, if they're invading your shores or to defend the Bill of Rights. And I think we all got to get our heads screwed on correctly. It's the Bill of Rights. That's what we're fighting for. That's all I got to say. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for that, my sir. I think all of us here would agree with that. We are fighting for the Bill of Rights, absolutely, 100% in agreement. I think we would also, several of us here would agree that it also transcends that, and if we don't have God on our side, we're not going to win this battle. There cannot be a creation without a creator, and I think it's important we acknowledge that, and we fight not only for the Bill of Rights, but for the Savior.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Thanks for staying with us tonight on the American Awakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. I'm joined by Chris and Gary tonight. Thanks, gentlemen, for joining me. I was commenting on all these softy, little cuddly, cute little words that they put forward, like smart, safe, strong, together, and core, as in communist core, the educational plan to turn every little child into a globalist. And by the way, one of the weirdest things that is about this, in I believe it was Webster, New York, there's monitors that go from one classroom to the next to patrol and make sure every teacher is teaching everything exactly at the same time, in the same minute, in the same format. And it was bizarre. They now have little teacher Nazis over the teachers now. It was great to kind of see what goes around comes around. But, I mean, what an incredible communistic thing to have administrators and monitors watching everything that students and teachers are doing. And as I went down this rabbit hole called NeuroCore, anybody want to venture a guess who the president of NeuroCore is? Fred in Iowa, thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, Eric, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir, we can. How are you tonight?
Real good, and I'll tell you why. Words are not my long suit, so I'll try to express myself with my limited vocabulary, my thought.
Speak nice and loud.
Gary had a beautiful, wonderful prayer. He covered a lot of ground from Leviticus 25.
Mm-hmm.
The program tonight really moves me a great deal because I've been listening to you three beautiful men. And when I use the word beautiful, I mean you three are expressing the Holy Spirit. And it's done a lot for me this evening. And that's all I got to say. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good evening. Bye.
Well, awesome. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it. Always good to hear from you, my sir. Yes, that was a wonderful prayer by Gary in Michigan, who was with us tonight. Chris in Las Vegas. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Thank you, Fred in Iowa. Your words are always so kind and much appreciated. We need that. That really helps us here kind of on this end, know that at least we're having a positive effect. Somebody appreciates what we're doing. We try to achieve balance. I know a lot of people, you know, are kind of on the fence with their, to put it mildly, with the religion thing. And don't let religion and the Vatican and all the garbage that's coming through the phony baloney preachers scare you away from believing in the Lord. I mean, don't let that ruin it, because then the enemy wins and you lose. So, you know, people, there's my little plug for Jesus. We'll leave it at that. But we do love it. We have to pray. I think there's just no. I'm moved to acknowledge the Creator in the best way possible, and we appreciate Gary helping us do that, and all you who can appreciate that. Because once again, I'll just say it. You know, we're not going to win this without God. It's I won't harp on it too much, but it needs to be acknowledged for us to have the, you know, the discernment and the protection, the high ground, and everything that goes along with that. So, there we go. Now, as I went down the rabbit hole, as we got the five, we're administrators, smart, safe, strong, together, core, common core, everything's core, NeuroCore. And the president of NeuroCore is in the Trump administration. You mean Eric, the Goldman Trump administration? Yes, that Trump administration. The Goldman Trump administration. And this was the one agency that was supposed to go bye-bye immediately, like the day before he took office, if not, let alone the day after. And what was it? The Education Department. The head of the Education Department is this woman, DeVos, Betsy DeVos, and she's the president of NeuroCore. Now, what is, and this is one of the scariest companies I've seen. They put external brain monitors on your skull, and they map your brain activity. And if anybody out there is stupid enough to let a multinational corporation start mapping, monkeying with anything to do with their brain or thought pattern. Now they have this real cuddly surface story that they're going to help ADD and autism with this brain mapping, you know, and figure out what's going on with the brain. All it is a databasing tool for the medical tyranny. And of all the places, first of all, what the hell ever happened to the Education Department getting out completely, being shut down and padlocked, everybody in it fired immediately, go get a real job, too bad, don't cry about how you're going to be not working. You shouldn't have been ripping off the people through the Department of Education, which is nothing more than a tyrannical, dictatorial, abusive administrative state full of administrators and pencil pushers and pencil neck geeks who have to monitor teachers, who monitor children, and everything's about monitoring and administering and telling people what to do and being, oh, of course, in the interest of safety, of keeping people safe. And of course, we got to be smart and have a safe and be strong and be together, a partner with the government and everything core. And here's NeuroCore. And the funniest thing is this, and it's really not, it's scary. Listen to what one of these former employees said. They hire social workers only because insurance requires MSWs to bill. $18 an hour for people with a master's degree level and no health insurance. NeuroCore doesn't have to pay health insurance, of course. Now, of all the people Trump could have founded, the Secretary of Education, of education of all the departments, he gets the the corporate executive from the brain mapping and brain databasing corporation, a multinational corporation, gets the gig for the head of the Department of Education. It's like, you know, what, putting the Pope in charge of the kindergarten school. You know, that's like, it's, you want to talk about putting the fox guarding the hen house. That's the most dangerous place you could ever put somebody to them. From a corporation like this, the last place you would want them to be is around children, the first place they put her. We'll be right back. I do believe I hear some music. Stay with us. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Mike telling me we have a man in Georgia. Is it Gene? Gene, what? Oh, are you there, my friend?
Yes, sir. How you doing, everybody? Eric, I was wanting to know.
Hanging in there, doing the best we can here. How are you tonight?
Doing pretty good. Trying to put out some fires, but that's why I'm calling in, to see if we can take it one step at a time here. Do you know about this amendment to create a public bank, an amendment to the U.S. Constitution to create a public bank that would be decentralized, where the interest from the mortgages would pay for the federal would pay for all the governments? In other words, percentages of the interest would go to the federal government, the state government, the county and the city governments, so that it be a decentralized public bank. Have you ever read an amendment like that one?
That sounds pretty good on the surface. I'd have to dig into it a little bit. Were you saying that all mortgages, what part, mortgage interest would be taxed? Is that how they're going to get the money to pay? Did I get that right, or what was that part?
Yeah, see, that's where we need to make some progress there. You know, even Ron Paul doesn't quite get it, in my opinion. We need to create a public bank where the interest on the loans, you know, the government would be the bank. To me, that's their lawful position. That's what the Commonwealth was, in my opinion, during the American Revolution, where the government's the bank and then the interest would pay for the government. You don't even need any taxation whatsoever.
Oh, I see. Use the interest from the bank. I thought you were saying, okay, you use interest on something else to establish the bank. But no, that would be ideal. I mean, it's been way better than what we have, and that's what it's supposed to be. If, I mean, in a perfect, or the reality should dictate that the bank should be a bank of and for the people to benefit them and dole the money out to credit unions and you know, you got to get it out of the hands of the private bankers and put it back in the hands. Well, then what do you do? I mean, obviously, the system is so corrupt. Where you're going to turn to any part of the system, whether it's the Congress or, I mean, what are you talking about? Who's going to be managing the new bank? I mean, are the Rothschilds going to pop up at the new bank and the Pope's men and the Jesuits, most likely the same suspects, you know, with different facial features will be popping up. And I'm not optimistic, but if we could make that work, that would be a really good plan. Who are we going to trust right now in Congress to open up the Constitution and start making amendments that would require a constitutional convention, would it not? And that's highly dangerous. Would you agree?
No, we can be proactive and through initiative, I believe, and get this amendment on the ballot. There was a couple other amendments that the people had pushed in the past. Some of them made it, and some of them didn't. Most of them didn't make it. But, you know, that's one thing. You know, I think the Patriot movement is kind of dyslexic. They always talk about getting rid of the Federal Reserve, but they don't offer a good solution.
And right.
Even Ron Paul just leaves us in midair. It seems like and the Fed, but what do you want to do? He talks about honest money, but who's going to be the bank? Okay, the answer is the public bank. That's the only answer that I can see. And there is an amendment that is written, and we need to. I just want to bring it to everybody's attention because to me, that's the answer. And so, whether I imagine I'll get resistance down the road on this. You know, the Patriot movement will be divided on the subject. But we need to develop a team of people in every state that is pro replacing the Federal Reserve with a public bank.
And yeah, absolutely.
Local,
ideally, that's a great idea, and that's the way it should be. Once again, if anybody had objections to that, call in and voice your objection. Let's debate it. I think the concept, almost everybody that listens to this broadcast would agree that the concept is right on. You want a public bank over a private bank, any day. If the public bank, and then there's the question of, okay, then how's that going to be set up? Who's going to be involved with it? What entities or people or agencies? How are you going to structure it? I mean, I would love to have it be, I'd love to see it work, and I believe it could, but that would be requiring that we had honest people anywhere near the current establishment. I mean, you'd have to get all new people. You can't bring in the usual suspects. Once again, that's a perfect example of this Trump administration. You're getting the same type of people, even though the faces and names are different. It's the same MO.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, even the Bank of Canada used to be a public bank, but the evildoers, they took it back over, and now it's a private bank again. So it's going to be a constant fight. But if we can at least get the solution out there and get the people educated, even the people in the Patriot movement, to start fighting for this. I mean, how many years have we been talking about it but never actually doing anything about it? And to me, that makes me wonder about what's going on with the Patriot movement. Come on.
Well, it's big. I mean, there's a lot of people with a lot of different ideas. Everybody has their different kind of focus. I think, some people are kind of heavy on the prepping or some people are heavy on the guns, and some people are heavy on I do the witch's court thing, and there's people who are heavy on legislative attacking that angle. So it is, I can see what you're saying. There's a lack of unified coordination and I agree with that. That's why it's so important that if you're going to talk about, any type of movement or any type of, established, group that's focused on free, it's got to be led by, that can't be done by the new batch of billionaires and oil men and globalists and drug warriors and all these other usual suspects that are coming up in this new administration. There's nothing new about it. It's just the same old, and I'm so worried that people's discernment's down, their guard is down, they're not getting active, and they're really even going back to sleep, more than I thought. Many patriots. I mean, once again, and that's why the traitor Cicero's comments on the enemy at the gates is far less to fear, because you know who they are. They wear their banner openly, the Democrats, so to speak, the lefties, whatever you want to call it, the communists, the commies. But it's the ones with the R next to their name that talk a good game. Once in a while, sometimes they'll give you truth, and then they'll get you at the most. Sean Hannity was the classic example. Oh, yeah, they sound good once in a while. It sounds like, but then watch him on the Internet pimping the microchip. He said he was all for microchipping children. Now, who the hell is he to get on and say anything to do with anybody else's children? Oh, but he's for it, for the greater good. We got to have microchips in children. That's scary. Okay, they'll talk Constitution, Bill of Rights, conservative, anti-abortion and lower taxes and smaller government. Let's go get Hillary and Podesta and whoever else. And then when it comes time for the real damage, there it is, the microchipping of the children. That's really scary. That's why the enemy at the gates is far less to fear. The Democrats wear their banner openly. They tell you they're communists. God bless them. At least they're honest. But all these pseudo-conservatives, neocon, traitor, CIA PAC, traitor infiltrators, like Betsy DeVos of NeuroCare, what the hell is she doing of all the Himmler-esque, Dr. Mengele-style disgusting stuff? They found the worst person for us that we want around our children. Best person for the globalists and the Illuminati and the powers that are in the control of the wheel right now. Boy, great. Bring in Betsy DeVos, the head of NeuroCore. They brag that they're curing all these brain malfunctions. Everybody's got to have a problem with their brain, and bringing all the kids to have, will help their ADD and their autism. But we won't use any drugs. And as soon as you go online, you see Muscle Tech Pro Series NeuroCore Pre-Workout Icy Blue Raspberry protein mix, Vitamix, creatine, platinum, multivitamin, NitroTech muscle builder, Vapor X5, Amino Next Generation, Hydroxycut Hardcore, Pro Series Alpha Test, Platinum Fish Oil, and Protein Cookies, and NitroTech Gold, which is $57.99. They got more products than a drugstore itself. All of them for, I guess, iron pumping and muscle building and all this disgusting, you know, these. And you go on the internet, and people are saying, wow, this stuff made my heart race. It made my skin tingly. I was itching all over the place from taking it. They're selling stuff that's more dangerous than the drugs that they're saying. We don't do drugs. We don't have any drugs. We don't use drugs, drug-free. They're the biggest pimp. Their ad is at the top of the page when you go on the internet to type it into a search. NeuroCore. Pre-workout icy blue raspberry. Well, that sounds delicious. They got more stuff for sale. And this woman, and look what they do. And of course, they don't have to provide any health insurance to the people with master's degrees that are paying $18 an hour. For a master's, how are you going to pay off your master's degree at $18 an hour? Yeah, but of course, consummate insider takes charge of the Department of Education. She's got access to the kids. That's scary. That's like the witch's court, surrogate court in upstate New York, sending the children who are seized by Child Protective Services, Child Pedophile Services, CPS.
Hey,
the children who are seized are dished off to the Vicar General, who's the manager of the Catholic Charities, the largest pedophile network in the world, the Catholic Pharisee Priesthood. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I was just wondering, I'm not sure it's a step up with Ms. DeVos, considering we had Artie Duncan, the head of NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, as the director of education, the czar, as Obama called him, in his administration.
Yep. Well, it's a step, once again, Donald Trump is draining the swamp and refilling it with fresh feces.
What a country.
So I thought it was very scary that of all the places they go fishing for a Department of Education, they give and by the way, that was supposed to go bye-bye. I thought the first thing Trump was going to do was get rid of the Department of Education. What authority and jurisdiction does it have? It's passing edicts and making statutes without law. It's pushing communist core down people's throats. They want control of your kids. Then upstate New York, now they're bragging about how they're going to be keeping kids in summer school camp. Camp is now not going to the lake or any type of building teepees or anything else. It's going to school. And I'm sitting there going, can you people not see that this is how they are sinking into getting your child 12 months out of the year now instead of 9? And then it's going to be till 6 o'clock at night instead of 3 in the afternoon. And then it's going to be, hey, we got accommodations. Just let them spend the night. Why would they want to go all the way home across town when they can sleep at the school? That's coming. You mark my words. Well, what is it now? It's camp. They're sleeping, I guess. I don't know. It's day camp, I'm pretty sure. But point is, they're spending their summers going to school, and not for remedial summer education because they flunked out and had to go repeat a bunch of classes. I'm talking about just to keep they're talking about brain. They had some word for it. Once again, one of their softy words that was absolutely scary, disgusting. And these kids are
valuable.
Now in the custody of the state 12 months a year.
Yep, well, that's,
you know, Eric,
that's why
does it
I'm
make any difference if you have put the piranha in the tank instead of the sharks? It's still man-eaters in the tank. It's no change at all, effectively.
Right, no, it really isn't. It's meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I'm sick of all these corporate prostitutes come circling and cycling in and out of government, from their corporate gig into government so they can pass the statutes to benefit their corporations, and then go right back into the private sector and start benefiting off all those statutes and laws that they just passed. I mean, it's the same thing with members of the bar. This has got to stop. I mean, there's not one page. It's really sad. And meanwhile, the Bundys are sitting in one of these private correction facilities that all these people in the Trump administration own huge amounts of stock in. Don't forget, Goldman Sachs owns 1,700,000 shares of the private prisons that are torturing the Bundys specifically. And 6.9 million, almost 7 million shares of DynCorp, the company that kidnapped the little children. Of course, Secretary of Defense can't do anything about it. So, because these corporations are too strong, I guess, and they just put their get their people in position and keep doing what they're doing. You got Goldman Sachs, you got I mean, you can go on and on through the corporate list. There's nobody in there. I mean, who's for real? I don't see any. There's no hope with what we have right now. I hate to say it, but you know, I'd love to be on board with this whole new thing, but I can't. I'd be steering people the wrong way. I'd be speaking lies, and we can't do that. Any comments on that, Chris or Gary, before we come to the end of the show?
Yeah, that's why I'm keeping my eye on that public bank, because I think that's a whole new ball game. And as Vince Lombardi said, this is a football. In other words, we got to keep our eye on the ball. Yeah.
Great idea. The money, the power is it. The power is in the money supply. What did Rothschild say? I don't care who prints the as long as I give you the control of a nation's currency, and I don't care what their laws do or what their armies do. It doesn't matter. You got them by the balls if you have their money. Sorry to get so blunt, but that's the bottom line. And so, a public bank would be far preferable to a private bank if it were managed properly and by honest people. And I know that's a stretch, so we have to work on that and get patriots in positions of power and of influence and of effect, and get them out of the private prison that Donald Trump and the Goldman Trump administration are all invested in. So no more corporate, no more running the government like a business, no more incorporated local governments. Take back your counties. Make your own county if you have 4 square miles worth of land. Write up your own charter and do your thing. Well, thank you for listening tonight. We're coming up. We got a couple minutes left. Any words, Gary? I wanted to thank everybody for being with us. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate you being with us. Would you like to say goodnight to the people?
Yeah, I'd like to give a special good night to Chris. I really appreciate listening to you guys, and a good night to you, and good night to all the folks who are listening. And may our Father, as they call him in the Paleo-Hebrew, Yod Hevahi, bless this nation and bless our people, and bring forth justice throughout the land, as only he can do and only he has done and proven in history. Wherever he intervened and put his hand out, there was justice, and final justice. Thank you, and good night.
Wonderful. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you being with us. We'll have Chris and Gary on again. We'll do that tomorrow night. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Support the network, won't you? We rely upon you to be up and running. So thank you for your support. You're listening to The American Awakening. I want to thank Mike Herzog, Mike on the Board, and John Statmiller. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you know it's not the Democracy Broadcasting Network because you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining us. See you tomorrow. Have a good night.
God bless America.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.